Carole King story. Yes, that's your favourite.
I'm
going with Kinky Boots. Anyway, you got a big guest for
us. Yes, well, we're talking about the role a Scottish railwoman played in the birth of international cricket in South Africa. It's all in a new book, Empire, War and Cricket in South Africa, written by Dean Allen. And Dean is with us. And we are talking about James Logan.
Yeah, good evening, Matt. Thank you for having me. Yes, James Logan, he's one of these characters that history's missed. I've lived in South Africa on and off for the last 20 years, and I discovered this incredible story of this 19-year-old Scotsman who arrived in 1877, and by the age of 25, he'd become a millionaire. But in terms of cricket, what did he do? I believe he was responsible for bringing international cricket to South Africa.
And he effectively creates this sort of English village in the middle of nowhere. There's just a railway siding and a tin hut.
Yeah, incredible. It's in the Karoo, which is a semi-desert region about 2.5 hours from Cape Town. And it's a Victorian, perfectly preserved Victorian village, which stands today. It's part of the national heritage of South Africa.
And his arrival, as you say, at the turn of the 19th to the 20th century, his arrival coincides with a golden age of cricket. We're talking W.G. Grace. And he recognises this as a tool for his sort of social, political advancement.
Oh, very much so. He arrives just at the right time. Diamonds had just been discovered. And, of course, his friendships with Cecil Rhodes and the landlords there, he made his money very quickly. And what he needed, of course, was a smokescreen for his activities. And what better way than to promote or sponsor the game of empire, which was cricket at that time.
There's a great shrewd expedient and not primarily concerned with moral scruples. That seemed to sum him up for me. He comes across as that. What impact does he have then on international cricket in South Africa? How important is he?
Well, Cecil Rhodes actually said he'd only met two creators in South Africa, himself and James Logan. So, I mean, that gives an idea of the standing or the attitude of these men. I believe James Logan was instrumental in cementing those imperial relationships. In other words, getting the English cricket team, which was the international team at the time. You can't believe it now as such. But when the English arrived and played cricket, it made big news. James Logan sponsored those tours, of course, and it was very much with a financial motive as well.
And he would also sponsor tours of South African teams to Britain. There is an amazing story here that he had a South African team during the Boer War touring Britain.
Incredible story. This is what really whetted my appetite for this story. James Logan was responsible for taking a South African team to the UK during the Boer War in 1901. He used the fact that the war was taking place as an opportunity to do this. And, of course, that made his name. He was famous around the world because of this.
And Arthur Conan Doyle was well against that. He sort of wrote to the papers.
Yeah, the creator of Sherlock Holmes wrote as the South Africans arrived, "How dare this team play cricket in our country when they should be back in South Africa fighting a war." So James Logan, of course, he's a media man of great ability. He turned the whole thing around, and within weeks he was a darling of the British press.
It is a fascinating story. Empire, War and Cricket in South Africa by Dean Allen is in bookshops now. Many thanks, Dean.
Dean and Matt, thank you very much.